London, AP, fans of the late Princess Diana placed tributes outside the gates of her Kensington Palace home on Wednesday, marking the 25th anniversary of her death in a Paris car accident. An arrangement of white chrysanthemums spelling out, Princess Diana, sat among dozens of photos and messages left by admirers, some of whom said they make annual pilgrimages to the spot to remember the tragedy. We just come here, do the memorial and, you know, we just chat about things that she used to do, you know, to let people know that we will never forget the princess, we will never forget what she's done, said Julie Kane, 59, who traveled 300 miles, 480 kilometers, from Newcastle in northern England. We just want her legacy kept, like, going as long as possible. Diana died on August 31, 1997, at the age of 36, stunning people around the world who felt they knew the princess after seeing her successes and struggles play out on TV screens and newspaper front pages for 17 years. The tributes left outside Kensington Palace on Wednesday were a small reminder of the mountains of flowers piled there in the days after Diana's death. Diana was the focus of constant media attention from the moment she was engaged to marry Prince Charles until the night she died. Her fairy tale wedding, ugly divorce, and efforts to build a new life all made headlines. The public watched as she blossomed from a shy teenager into an international style icon who befriended AIDS patients, charmed Nelson Mandela, and walked through a minefield to promote the drive to eradicate landmines. Along the way, she showed the royal family, particularly her sons William and Harry, how to connect with people and be relevant in the 21st century. On Wednesday morning, Kane and her friend Maria Scott, 51, paid their respects to Diana as dawn broke over the palace, just as they do every year. There was just something about that girl that really stood out. And of course, I watched the wedding, the fairy tale princess, Scott said. And, you know, you see, she was like part of your life because you were seeing that every day on the television. She was in newspapers, magazines. She was all over. And you felt like she was part of your life. Danica Kirka, The Associated Press.